Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahruddin was.
When we say Divan of Hafiz is a book of Irfan.
Maulavi claims that this Masnavi Ma'navi is the interpretation of the Quran.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries, ulama and scholars all across the world of Islam during the history of Islam. For today's discussion, I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding figure, Shiite figure from Afghanistan, Sayyid Ismail Balkhi, mainly known as Allama Balkhi. He was among the clergy and the activists of Afghanistan, a Shiite one, a person who established different Shiite parties in Afghanistan and struggled very much for defending the rights of the Shiites over there. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life and biography of Sayyid Ismail Balkhi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allama Sayyid Ismail Balkhi was born in 1299 and died in 1347. He lived actually in the 14th century. He was among the great scholars of Shia in Afghanistan. And of course, he studied in Hawazat al-Ilmiya, Islamic seminaries in Mashhad. And he took part also in the resistance of Masjid Gauharshad,
yes,
as it is mentioned in his life, in his biography. Then, of course, he was among the political activist figures of the Shayu in this region that was among the pioneers of the Shiite movements in Afghanistan. And he was also a poet,
yes,
who composed, it is said, that more than 5,000, let's say, poems composed by him.
Yes.
The other point that we can mention, he is originally from Balkhab, which is a region in the Balkh province in the north part of Afghanistan.
Is it originally related to the Shia population?
Yes,
of
course. Okay. Yeah. Mostly the people are there, Shia and Sadat.
Thank you very much. One of the outstanding points, Sheikh Fadai, about his life is his presence against Reza Khan in Gauharshad Mosque in Mashhad. What was the story exactly on that time? What took place in Gauharshad Mosque in Mashhad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, one of the characteristics of Reza Shah was that he was, we can say, a West lover.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to change everything in his country, Iran, like it was in the Western countries.
Yes.
He had a Western kind of thought, and he didn't believe in Islamic way of thinking and even in Iranian way of thinking. Because of the journeys he had to the different Western countries, he came to this point to change Iran in order, by his thought, in order to improve Iran. He had this illusion that improving means being Western.
Okay.
He wants to westernize Iranian culture.
Yes.
One of the actions that he did was to forbidden hijab and even changing the hats of men.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the,
you mean the
Iranian
the,
hat,
yes, the
to
of the
Western
man.
Hat.
That's the one, that's right.
He had an order that even the outfits of men should be like the clothes that Western
yeah,
people
the costumes
wear.
Are
the costumes should
West,
be changed,
right.
Not
okay.
To have traditional costumes. At that time, Iranian scholars stood against him. And the first one was Ayatollah Sayyid Hussein Qumi. and they captured Ayatollah Rumi.
Yes.
And then in order to oppose this action, capturing Ayatollah Rumi, in Mashhad, the scholars gathered in the Holy Shrine of Imam Reza in Masjid Gohar Shah,
yes.
And they started to oppose Reza Shah. And at that time, Ayatollah Balkhi was in Iran and Mashhad.
Okay.
And he joined this resistance. So they had a resistance in Masjid Gohar Shah, and the army of Shah,
yes.
They attacked people.
Yes.
They killed a lot of people. And even they sent some of the scholars to exile at that time. Ayatollah Balkhi and Ayatollah Buhlul from Mashhad.
Yes.
They were together at that time. They were friends. And they tried to clarify the subject for people that this action shouldn't be done. We shouldn't westernize an Islamic country like Iran,
yes.
Because it could be a beginning step to do that and to imitate that in other countries like Afghanistan and like Turkey.
Yes.
Like.
Okay.
So they too, I mean, Sayyid Ismail Balkhi and Ayatollah Buhlul, they started to clarify the subject for people. And after that attack, they had to escape to Afghanistan together.
Okay, that's right.
But they even continued the movement in Afghanistan and never stopped.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, after his achievements in Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ismail Balkhi returns to Afghanistan and establishes Irshad Party over there. Let's talk a little bit about the situation of the Afghanistan on that time. Was, for example, a Shiite one ruling over the country? If not, what were the achievements and the struggles of people like Sayyid Ismail Balkhi in order to spread Shiite Islam over there?
As it was rightly mentioned by our brother that unfortunately in the three countries, Turkey, Iran and Afghanistan, in the beginning of the 20th century, there were three great kings, Ataturk in Turkey, Reza Khan in Iran and Amanullah in Afghanistan. These three kings tried a lot to westernize their countries.
Okay.
In Turkey, Ataturk succeeded. But in Iran, due to the resistance of the ulama and the scholars, and later to the Islamic Revolution, this Pahlavi kingdom could not succeed. Same was the case with the kings in Afghanistan. They tried a lot to completely westernize the country, but the ulama and the scholars resisted against Amanullah Khan, and then they toppled down Amanullah Khan. And then the rest of the kings who came later after this Amanullah, they were mainly and their ideas were like in accordance with the ulama and the scholars mainly. But of course, when it comes to the king Zahir Shah,
yes.
Zahir Shah was also a kind of modernized kind of figure in the history of Afghanistan. That's why this process of modernization to some extent continued, that against whom the scholars of Afghanistan resisted, because at the end of the kingdom of Zahir Shah, then there was Daud Khan who
yes.
actually started what we can say Islamic. He made Afghanistan, he changed a kingdom to Republican kind of system.
Okay.
And then at the end of this time, unfortunately, these leftists, I mean the communists and socialists supported by Soviet Union, they came to Afghanistan and raised in Afghanistan. So in all these process, we have some great scholars who resisted. Among them is Sayyid Ismail Balkhi,
yes.
The martyr Sayyid Ismail Balkhi. He was a revolutionary figure. He was not only resisted against this kind of modernization only in Afghanistan, as you see, but also in Iran, in Iraq, And even in Iraq, he presented lots of lectures, revolutionary lectures, yeah, that he was exiled from Iraq. And then when he came to Iran, he again resisted against Reza Shah, and he was again exiled from Iran as well. But finally, he got martyred in Afghanistan because of his revolutionary kind of figure and all his resistance.
Irshad Party was one of them, isn't
it? Yes, one of them that was established by him. Was
it a Shiite-based party?
Yeah, Shiite, but Sunnis were also the members of this.
Sunnis were also, yes. And one of the achievements was the unity between the Shiites and the Sunnis against this modern look, Sheikh Fadai, in Afghanistan on that time. So many letters were sent by him to different, and so many messages were sent to him to different ulama of different countries. And he truly felt this commitment to get back to his country, Afghanistan, and spend the rest of his life in defense of Shia Islam, although it was very much dangerous for him.
Yes, you know, if we want to gather our points about his life to one term, we can get to this term, Basira,
yes,
as our supreme leader always focus on this term, Basira. Basira, as Supreme Leader mentioned, means to understand everything around you. You know, Sayyid Ismail Balkhi could successfully and completely understand what is the conspiracy of enemies. You know, first of all, enemies try to destroy Islam by attacking a lot. And then when they come to among Muslims, they want to destroy the union of Muslims.
Yes.
For example, the phenomenon of Kashf al-Hijab means to taking off the hijab from women
yes,
was one of the actions that he stood against that. But after he lost his opportunity in Iraq and Iran, which is not very easy to say, you know, for a scholar having this opportunity to study and teach in Iraq at that time, the Hawza of Najaf, and in Iran, in Hawza of Mashhad and Qom. It was a very, very significant opportunity for scholars and his students of Hawza.
Yes.
After he lost these two great opportunities, he never stopped. He went back to his country, Afghanistan.
Yes.
But again, there, he continued his job. What was his job at that time? To strengthen the unity of Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he was in Iran, the duty was to stand against Reza Shah and his westernizing. When he was in Afghanistan, the most important problem was disunity of Muslims. So
yes,
that was his duty at that time. And he could gather people together, even
yes,
at the party of Irshad, which mainly was a Shiite party. But as my brother mentioned, even Sunni people were were in that party.
Yes.
So a party which is political and religious,
yes,
so had a combination of Sunni and Shia.
Mm-hmm.
That is the pattern for unity. It means that we together, Sunni and Shia, should make our country build
yes,
and country and stay in front of enemy. That is
okay,
why he did very good and he was successful at that achievements.
That's right. He was also an outstanding poet, and most of his poems were concerned with the struggles in Afghanistan, how the kings of that time want to keep the country backward and they do not let the other people with different ideas to talk about, including the Shiite ones. His poems in Persian language are really rich in terms of content. In the year 1347, after 14 years imprisonment, he passed away and he got martyred, in fact, in 1347 in Ali Abad Hospital in Kabul, and he was buried over there. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man, martyr Sayyid Ismail Balkhi, also the founder of Irshad Party in Afghanistan. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode and introducing another outstanding Shiite dignitary in the program, the teacher. God bless you all, Fiyaman.
لعلي و وحسيني وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة